Test Vav Iyar, Thursday the 19th of May, Rabbi Moshe Bunim Kraus, waiting between cheesecake and meat.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. I've chosen this topic because you could possibly call it, as you can probably guess, in Yom HaDayim, possibly coming up to Shavuos, something which is Negev, cheesecake, might not be the Ikka of Shavuos, and certainly is not, but it is, you say it is, okay. Okay, so the Ramah brings the end of Zimut Tov Tzadik Dalet. Noyegin bekama makoymos leachol machole chalav biyom rishon shel Shavuos. The minhag in many places to have milk on the first day of Shavuos. V'nirili atam shu kamoi hashnei tavshilim shaloichim b'leil Pesach zeicha lePesach v'zeicha lChagiga. Kain oichlim achole chalav va'achikach ma'achol basa. V'tzrichim lehavi imoim shtei lechem. Allah Shulchan, Shubamachim is Beach, Vyesh Bazazikor and Shtei Alechem, Shayim Akrivim Beim Abikurim. Says the Ramah, just as on Pesach, we know we do two Tavshilin, one for the Pesach and one for the Chagiga, to remind us of the Mitzvah Pesach and Mitzvah Chagiga. Similarly, on Shavuos, there was Shtei Alechem, two loaves of bread were brought with the carbon on Shavuos, a special Mitzvah only on Shavuos, Shtei Alechem. So to remember that, we take two loaves of bread, and we want to have to bring these two loaves as a must. So we don't just bring a lechem mishnah, or we want to have two separate types of bread. So we first have milk, and when we have milk, we have one loaf, and then when we're going to have meat, we have a second loaf, because you may not use the same bread for both milk and meat, because there'll be bits of milk stuck to the bread, and you'll have it together with your meat. That's awesome. So you must, the hechras, change from the milky to the meaty bread. And that's where the minute comes from. That's what the Ramah says. Now, I don't know, has anybody got this minute here, sitting in this place? Has anyone got this minute to switch from milk to meat? I don't think so. It's not an accepted minute in these days. Very interesting, because Ramah, when he brings the noyagim, usually the minhag brought in Ramah have a hemshech. Okay, we do have milk. Many people have milk, have cheesecake, whether the main food is cheesecake, or sometimes during the day they have cheese, but many people have the main food is milk. But this particular prat that the Ramah says one switches from milk to meat doesn't seem to have been...
In one meal, so it starts off with...
Yeah, we'll come to that. That will come to in a minute. So I'm trying to work out whether we can think of a reason, possibly, why this is not done the mice nowadays. You have lechem mishnah at the beginning, and then you switch your bread. It's not going to lechem mishnah, just as you have separate breads from the milk to the meat. Now, what's the din? Now, the question here has been asked, do you have to bench in the middle? So, Mishnah Berura brings over here, he says, ve'ein tzorich lehafsik bebirchas hamozen im ein oichel gevin o kosher. If you do not have hard cheese, you do not need to bench. Eli kaneach piv ve'yodiach. All you have to do is wipe your mouth. That doesn't mean to wipe the out, and it means to eat something. It's put in your idea to chew something, to eat something. Ve'yodiach means also to rinse out the mouth, which can be either done by gargling or by having a drink. It says over there in Yerdeh Simon Peites that from milk to meat one does not have to wait, and one can even have it in the same meal, says the Mishnah Berura, provided you do kinuach and adocha, rinsing and washing out. So rinsing and cleaning out. Kinuach and adocha. Now let's look at this. First let's look at the Gemara, then we'll look at the Shulchan Aruch. The makor of this whole din of waiting between meat and milk, and milk and meat, which is different, is a Gemara in Chulin. Gemara tells us like this. If you have meat, you may not have cheese. This doesn't necessarily mean hard cheese. It means soft cheese as well. Any milky food. Once you've had meat, you may not have cheese. Gevina mutar lechol basa. If you've had cheese, you're allowed to have meat. This is all talking about soft cheese, nothing to do with hard cheese. Says the Gemara, Amama Okra, Anor Laha Milsek, Cholaba Chamra. I'm like vinegar, the son of wine. Yeah? Vinegar, son of wine, that means, compared to my father, I'm not very choshev. Look at Abba, compared to my father. My father's very machmir. When he ate meat today, he wouldn't have milk till tomorrow, the same time. He would wait 24 hours till he would have milk. He was so machmir, he didn't want to get involved in any problems of basa b'cholav. I'm ready much more mekel. And I'm only machmir to wait till another sa'uda, wait till the next meal. What does it mean till the next meal? What does it mean the next meal? So the Rambam says it means the normal derech is to have a meal 6 hours difference between one and the other. So the Rambam says you wait 6 hours. That's where it comes from, the 6 hours. That's where it comes from. Suda le suda, says Rambam, is 6 hours. Taisus learns suda le suda just means the next meal. You don't have to wait 6 hours. But we see from this Gemara here that from meat to milk you have to wait, and milk to meat, you don't have to wait at all. So the Ramah brings down, when it comes to hard cheese, the Ramah is in Simon Peitas and Yeridea, the Ramah says as follows, Yesh machmirim afilu babas acha gvina. Some are machmir even meat after cheese, they wait. I mean, even though the Gemara told us you don't, they do, they wait. V'chein noyagim, and the minig is, recall shah gvina kosher. If it's hard cheese, you're machmir after hard cheese the same as you are after meat. Exactly the same from hard cheese to meat, you wait the same as you wait for meat to milk. You don't have to stop. You have to rinse out your mouth, etc., and wash your hands. The correct thing is, says Ramah, it's better to be machmir.
What about this soft?
Okay, we'll come to that soon, Mr. Shem. Yeah, okay, we'll Mr. Shem, come to that. So the Ramah told us a chumra of hard cheese. Okay, now the Shach says that the Mashal says, how can he come along and be machmir? Such an interesting thing to be machmir. It's minus, apikos, as he says. Since when do you find you can be machmir more than the Gemara? The Gemara tells this mutter, why are you coming along with me? You chumras, how can you do such a thing? Says no, he doesn't agree to all this. Says the Vilna Gaon Bir Hagra. He says no. Vein zekachoy lekala Gemara. It's not arguing in the Gemara. Shari hoy machmirim al atzmam. Kamosh kosav anal hamil sacholam achamra. We see in the Gemara that there was one person who was machmir who waited 24 hours between meat and milk. What do we see from there? We see from there that even though there's absolutely no obligation to do such a thing, but he nevertheless wanted to go lefnim ashur as I did, and he waited 24 hours. So in the same way, for us to be machmir from milk to meat is also, we're not to be machmir more lifnim ashuras adin, and that's where it comes from. But what's the basis of it? The basis of it is a zoya. The Gaon brings a zoya hakodesh, and the zoya says that you should not have milk and meat in the same meal and in the same time. A person shouldn't have gavina, cholav, that means milk, and meat, whatever it is. You shouldn't have it in the same su'udah, the su'udah sechada of a shochad. So the Zoya says not to have it in the same meal and not in the same time. From the Zoya we see that just as from meat to milk you have to wait kvadim from milk to meat. So Klal Yisrael has accepted this, and that's the accepted minhag in Klal Yisrael, like the Ramah says, from hard cheese to milk, hard cheese to meat, one would wait the same as one would wait from meat to milk. That's what the Ramah says. Now what's called hard cheese? In the Poskim it says, the Shach says, if it's cheese which has been around for 6 months, it's called hard cheese. Says the Shach, if it's 6 months, it's hard. Now you want to know whether our present day cheese is left for 6 months? Some of them are. Even the ones that we get, you know, the cheddar and the gouda, some of them are left 6 months. And even if they're not left 6 months, the poskim explained that there's no halacha of 6 months. generally 6 months gives a certain degree of hardness. But if it happens in 1 month, the same thing will apply. So therefore, many people are machmir that all these cheeses, I'm talking the ones from vacuum packed, are called hard cheese. One has to wait. The same as you wait for meat to milk, whether you wait 6 hours or 3 hours, whatever. You wait, the correct thing is to wait 6 hours, Ramah says. So from hard cheese, all these cheeses which are packed in vacuum packed, one would wait 6 hours. There are some who have the opinion that it doesn't apply to these types of cheeses. They're talking, when the poskim say hard, they mean really hard, which you need a slicer for, you need a grater to grate it, but the ones which you can cut with a regular knife, they say, are not considered a hard cheese. But it's a debate. The general concept, I don't know what the minig is in London, but I know Diane Weiss, Zatzan in Manchester, held that he said that the minig is, and he said that's what one should do, to wait 6 hours from these types of cheeses. And in America, they go more with Aaron Kotler's psak, and he held that these cheeses are not called hard cheeses. Now, he wanted to know about Schmerling cheese, which is not so hard. It hasn't really got the element of hardness. I wasn't going to mention it, but since you've asked, I'll say what one can say about this particular point. And that is that it depends on the reasons. What you're asking, why, what about the processed cheese, or about the Schmerling cheese, which is soft. What's the reason why one waits? There are two reasons mentioned in the poskim. One reason is because the cheese sticks in your teeth. Sticks in your teeth, that's one reason. And the same applies to meat to milk, the same. It sticks in your teeth. And the other reason is because why do one wait 6 hours for meat to milk? There's one reason because what's in the teeth, and the other reason is because the taste kept in the mouth. There's a lot of shuman, and it's fatty, and it remains in the mouth for 6 hours, in the throat and in the mouth. Likewise, hard cheese. Some say the reason of the chumrah of hard cheese is because it stays in your teeth. And some say because of the shuman, because it's fatty, and it stays there for a good duration of time till it goes away. So it depends on those reasons. If the reason is because of the hardness sticking in your teeth, then it wouldn't apply to these processed cheeses that become soft. If the reason is because of the taste in your mouth, it makes no difference, fat has been made soft. Huh? It's not digestion. It's not digestion. It's not digestion. It stays. The Rashi says it stays at the back of your mouth. Rashi says. No. Rashi says it could be. Rashi says it could be. Others learn all that. Rashi says also that with vinum shum the bosom mitzi shuman after meat. As fat will knit back with pear amarach batam, it stays at the back of the throat and etc. Stays around for a while.
Meat stays in the back of your mouth, don't wait 6 hours.
I'm saying that they were eating the meat, it leaves a residue on the inside of the back of the throat, and that only goes away after 6 hours.
I've heard it said that the soft smelling cheeses are processed. Oh,
geez,
that's
yes, oh, so that's right. So the things like this, what are the soft, these Schmerling cheeses are actually hard cheeses which are cooked. That's what's actually happened. So it depends on the reasons. So, the only place one can be makel on these processed cheese is, it applies to any cheese, even the hard cheese. If you soften the cheese, people often ask, what's the dinner of pizza? And you toast bread in wherever it is in a cheese toaster, it becomes soft. So one should be machmir. But if it's been mixed up in the food, properly mixed with the food, that means let's say you mix cheese into loksh and whatever, and you mix it properly, there the Yad Yehuda, which is the choshva poisek in Yerodea, is makel, because it seems the reasoning is, because in this case both svaras don't apply. First, it's gone soft, so the reason of between the teeth doesn't apply. And secondly, it's been mixed in the food, so the taste is now become a bit bottled. It's not it's been neutralized, the fatty koyach of the cheese has been neutralized by the other food. The adud is making in that case. But if it's on its own, it's clearly visible as a separate entity, one should not be making. If it's a shas of chak. Yeah, but the question is how it came into your mouth. If it came into your mouth and itself, then it doesn't become bottled later. If a person is a shas of chag, somebody knocked on my door a while ago on Friday night, that he'd had a hard cheese for dinner. It was at 2 o'clock, it was a short Friday afternoon, and he'd had cheese for dinner at 1 o'clock, and he wanted to have his Shabbos meal at 5:30. What's the din? So shas of chag, if it's a mokum mitzvah, one could possibly be meitel, because hard cheese, the Rama says, is a toiv lahachmir. It's not actual halacha, which it's not based on the Gemara. That's the first. And secondly, there are many opinions with regard to our hard cheeses. So b'makom adchak, and also it wasn't 6 hours. Some are makel only 1 hour. So in such a case, you should ask a shayla. But one can possibly be makel in such a case, sorry, chmitzvah to not to wait the full waiting period of 6 hours. Right. So far we've been talking about hard cheese and processed cheese, which are all applications of Gevina kosher. What's about soft cheese? Cottage cheese, cream cheese, milk. Do you have to wait at all between all these things and meat? Do you have to? The answer is certainly no, you do not have to. You have to ensure that you've cleaned your mouth out, gargle, you have to chew something. You have to make sure your hands are clean, and that's okay. Now, there is a minhag of many people, I think, it's Ashkenaz, that they wait a bit of time between milk and meat. Any milk they would have, even if it's not hard cheese, they would wait half an hour. Yeah? It's quite a known minhag, this. And where does this come from? Where is this half an hour? To wait half an hour for milk and meat. It's not a chiyav. Where does it come from? What is it based on? Manashech. Even if you wait half an hour, you still have to clean your mouth out. So where does it come from? It comes from as follows. The Zoya HaKadosh, when he says, which we said is a basis of this chumrah of hard cheese, the Zoya doesn't say a word about hard cheese. He doesn't say hard. He says Gevina and Chol, and Gevina and Bos. He doesn't say hard or soft. So there is room for to be machmen to say that Zoya wasn't telling us only hard cheese, even soft cheese. We don't know all the reasons of the Zoya HaKadosh. He tells us to wait between milk and meat, not to have it b'shar chadad, have it in 1 hour. So this seems to be the basis of the minhag. And the pshat is that they explain the Zoya. When the Zoya says shar chadad, 1 hour doesn't necessarily mean an hour, 60 minutes on the clock. It means a certain duration of time. They consider half an hour to be shar chadad without the yitzah. So that's where it comes from. But that's important to stress. Even when you've waited half an hour, you still have to wash out the mouth and eat. The main thing to do is have a drink and to eat something before one goes and has the meat. Everything's okay for eating, except the Gemara says yurokas, vegetables don't seem to clean out the mouth in the same way. What's the din if one's waited an hour? Once I wait an hour, for example, to milk and meat, do you have to wash your mouth out? I didn't find more foolish about this. What is the duration of time you have to wait that you're not going to wash to clean out your mouth? That we know when you have meat, we all do it. We have meat, and 6 hours later we have milk. Unless you're a person who has holes in the teeth where you have to clean out bits of meat which are stuck there, we don't do any cleaning after the mouth. We assume that the saliva and the mouth naturally has got rid of all the residue. So what's the shear? What's the limit? What do Chazal say? They say if you eat milk or straight away meat, then you have to wash your mouth out. But 6 hours later you don't have to. So where do you draw the line? What's about after an hour, for example? The truth of the matter is machloekes between the Taz and the Shach about an hour. The minhag is brought down that, and this is actually in the Gemara for a choyla, a person who can't wait 6 hours between meat and milk. I'm talking now between meat and milk. Person who can't wait 6 hours between meat and milk, a child or a nursing mother or a person who's not so well, so they can wait 1 hour. From what it brings down, they wait 1 hour. Why do they wait 1 hour? That's based on the pshat of Tosfos, who learns misuda l'suda. To wait for them, so it doesn't mean necessarily a whole 6 hours. It means as long as the new Suda. All you have to do is bench, or say Barina Foshas, that's good enough. But you're supposed to wait 1 hour, that's the minute, to wait an hour. So, If you've waited an hour, do you have to clean your mouth out? So the Taz holds, you have to. And the Shachsis don't have to. And the Prichodesh and the Chochmah Sotah agreed to the Shach. So there's a machloikas. If a person waited an hour, for instance, a person is not so well, and waited an hour, then they should do kinuch ladochosh, rinse the mouth out. Between milk and meat, I think generally people are not generally machmeh. If you wait an hour, you don't generally go and rinse the mouth out. I think one could possibly be maple. Reason being, because there is a shitta in Tosfos which holds that between milk and meat, you never have to wash your mouth out. You never have to. Because I will more wake up for milk to meat. Only for meat to milk, you have to wash it out. So since in any case, most Muslims agree that you, after an hour, you don't have to. And the whole machlok is between meat and milk. I think between milk and meat, one can possibly be maple. Okay, now going back to cheesecake on Shavuos. Trying to work out possibly why the minig is that one doesn't do this in to do the two loaves of bread and switch the milk to meat. So, if you come from a place like Gateshead, it's not a kasha at all. Because by the time you come home from Maariv, the machmir in Gateshead, I don't know exactly why one's so machmir, one only starts Maariv after Nacht, and Shavuos brings down only to start after Nacht. It brings the minig, but it's quite a chumrah. Tmima, it's really only a chumrah, but okay, one goes for a chumrah, I suppose, Shavuos, and one davens after Nacht, which is 11:05 in Gateshead. The time you come home is 20 to 12, and by the time you've started your meal is 10 to 12, and the chatchila, you have to finish by Leisa Shacha. Even if in the middle of the meal, you still have to finish, you still have to stop. The rule generally is, by a mitzvah, if you start eating when it's mutter to eat, you can carry on. Like Krishna on Friday night, you start when it's still day, and you can carry on. But the exception to this is eating in the morning. Once it comes to Tabalas Shacha, Shukhrov says you have to stop. As Machlech, Shukhrov says you have to stop as soon as it comes to daybreak. And when is daybreak? It's very debatable always, but it could be 5 past 1. It gives you no time for anything. So starving two loaves of bread with a ganza maisa, with milky and meaty, is relatively impossible. So I understand, in Gateshead, it's not an option to have to do two, to have milk and then meat. Two bread takes time.
Do it during the day.
During the day, I hear. You can do it, you can remember Kaim, who says you do it after by night, yeah? I don't even get it. Okay, it's an option. I don't think London's that much better though, I don't think really.
We start early.
Yeah.
But also not much time between Maariv and Siddur.
Yeah, it's very little time. So it could be the reason is because the minig, this minig I mentioned, the Yotze Ashkenaz, that they wait half an hour for milk to meat. Now nobody knows, people who keep this are not quite sure how far reaching the Chumrah is. Those who are Machmed, do they have to have it in two separate meals or can they have it in the same meal? Yeah, we mentioned that kunt the strict halacha, from milk to meat, you don't have to wait, you can just go straight from milk to meat, just wash your mouth out. Now, Mishabura told us they can have it in the same meal as well. Mishabura says that between these people have the minute, can go and have milk, and then in the same meal have meat, as long as they wash their mouth out. However, if you hold of this minute that they are machmeh to wait half an hour for milk to meat, come what may, it follows from there that you can't have it in the same suit as well. Because the Zohar says not to have milk and meat b'shar chada of a suda chada, in one meal as well, not to have it. So for the same token as we are machmir to wait half an hour, to call it a shah, not to have shah chada, the same would go for having not in the same meal. So therefore, according to this chumrah, for those who are machmir, they should make sure that they do birchas hamazon as well. So it could be that people don't want to involve themselves in especially if it's a leil shavuos, and the main minig of milky, I don't know. As far as I've seen at home, is to have it Friday in the evening. Do people have it during the day as well? Some people, yeah, not in it. All the meal of the milky, all the hot shavuos.
Yeah.
What do you do?
People make milky
kiddush. Milky kiddush. Milky kiddush. I hear. Okay.
We have no
idea. like that time. I say I also have milk in the evening. So I'm suggesting that people that don't want to involve themselves in washing and doing it twice and two loaves of bread, they don't want to involve the benching and the washing again. It's too much of an acid. So it could be that's the reason why one fell away from it, because Ramah wasn't going with this chumrah that people had to wait a little bit of milk to meat. But those who are machmeh would also have to bench as well. That could be explanation.
Why can't you have just a milky meal?
Yeah, you can have a milky meal, but I'm trying to work out why people haven't got the minute to have milky and then to switch in the same meal and go and have meat. I'm saying, since it would involve benching, those who are machmeh involve benching, they don't want to do it. So I just want to repeat what I said over Bekitsa, because I said quite a few points. Started off by mentioning the minhag, the Ramah says is a minhag to have milk on milky dishes on Shavuos, and the Ramah gives a reason, because one switches from milk to meat in the same meal, and therefore one has to have two loaves of bread. That is a zeicha to the shtei alechem, which they brought in his mikdash on Shavuos. We brought that whole concept of waiting from meat to milk, whereas milk to meat you don't wait. And we mentioned two reasons. One reason of the reason for waiting after meat is either because the meat which is stuck in your teeth or what's left the residue in your mouth. And we mentioned that from cheese, hard cheese to milk, hard cheese to meat, is the Ramah says one should be machmeh, the minhag is to be machmeh, and there as well there are two reasons. Either the cheese stuck in the teeth or the residue left in the mouth. And the difference between the two reasons would be the Swiss cheese and the French cheese, which comes in the packages, the triangular or the slices. Since it's become soft, the reason of between the teeth doesn't apply, but the other reason, the residue reason, would apply. And therefore we should be machmeh unless it's actually become mixed, very well mixed into food. Then we went ahead and we said that the minhag of many people is to wait half an hour from any milk to meat, but we emphasise that you mustn't leave aside the kinuch vadoch to clean out the mouth. That must always be done from milk, even from milk to meat, even milk once you clean out the mouth or drink something and eat something. The minhag is to wait half an hour, and we pointed out that according to those who are noyeg to wait half an hour from milk, any milk to meat, they should also make sure that they say very nefoshes after they've had the milk, before they had the meat, not to have it in the same meal, because the Zohar tells us not to have it in the same meal.
Cheesecake
you have to have a kezayis, if you have a kezayis of the cake part, yes.
It's not much cake.
You can't make any mitzvah unless you have a kezayis of the cake part. A kezayis of the cake. Because I just want to end off by wishing you all a feilach and yontov, Bez Hashem, Bez Hashem Shavuos, Avolein and Latova. And Takalat, we emphasize the main part of Shavuos is not the cheesecake, even though some people think it is. It's Mamish and Mesukal Kabbalah Satayra, which be Zaycha, to be, our tefillah should be fulfilled, that we daven every day. Lumay, Tame Rabbein and Lahoven and Haskin, Lishmai, Lumay, the Lam, Nishma, Vlas, is called Divrei, Salmut, Eresecho, Ba'av.